With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, May 6th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. We take a look now at the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We have a couple of track meets that we want to recap for you. First of all, the Missouri River Conference Championships held in Council Bluffs yesterday. Lamar's girls and Lamar's boys were action. Let's recap the girls' side first of all. For the individual events, Sienna Cass in the 800-meter run got things going for the Bulldogs in a good way. Second place in the 800-meter run. 100-meter hurdles, Lily McNaughton finished second in that. Bulldogs had a great showing in the discus. Haley Mulder was second at 100 feet and 6 inches. Libby Laris was third. Laris also placed third in the shot put. The relay events, a little bit kinder to the Bulldogs, 4x1 and the 4x2 finishing second place. The sprint medley also getting second place. The shuttle hurdle, the only individual event to win a Missouri River Conference championship for the Bulldogs. That was Savannah Manley, Liberty Larson, Jenna Allen, and Lily McNaughton combining for that shuttle hurdle victory. The Bulldog girls finished third. Sioux City East is the Missouri River Conference girls track champion. Sioux City West right behind them in second. On the boys' side, some great news for the Lamar's boys as we take a look at the individual events. First of all, in the 100-meter dash, Sione Fafita was second. 200-meter dash, Bulldogs go 1-2. Fafita first and Kale Cass second. 400-meter dash, Kale Cass was second in that event as well. The 800-meter run saw Alex Allen finish third in the conference for the Bulldogs. In the 110-meter hurdles, Reese Spieler came away with first place in the Missouri River Conference. Connor Calhoun in third place. They'd flip-flop that for the 400-meter hurdles as Connor Calhoun takes the Missouri River Conference champs in the 400-meter hurdles. And it was Reese Spieler came away just a second behind him in second place. The field events proved very kind for the Bulldogs as well. Brandon Vanderslice, with his typical sweeping of the throwing events, he wins the discus at 164 feet 9 inches and wins the shot at 59 feet 6 inches. The high jump goes to Sione Fafita, first place with a jump of 6 foot 1 inch. The relay runs also good for the Bulldogs, 4x1, shuttle hurdle, and sprint medley, all finishing first place for Lamar's in the Missouri River Conference. That leads to the Bulldogs being the Missouri River Conference boys track champions, 169 total team points for the Bulldogs, just cleaning house in Council Bluffs yesterday. Sioux City North finished second in the boys' standings. Bishop Heelan weighs behind both the Bulldogs and the Stars in third place. You can check out all these individual results from the Missouri River Conference Championships in Council Bluffs yesterday. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com under the Sports tab at Sports Scores and Results. Now to the West Sioux Falcon Relays, and it was a jam-packed showing for our Plymouth County schools. Five of them were in action in Haywarden yesterday. Let's take a look at the individual events first of all. On the girls' side, a smattering of dash runners, sprinters that got good showings for Plymouth County. In the 100-meter dash, Remsen St. Mary's Claire Schrader finishes first. Akron Westfield's Lauren Sadoff wins the 200-meter dash, and Lauren Hying of Galen Catholic finishes second in the 400-meter dash. Hinton's Ruby Harper is third in the 800-meter run. The 100-meter hurdles go to Anna Coffey of Hinton in first place. You're going to sense a trend here with Hinton in a little bit. 1500-meter run, Casey Allen of Hinton was second in that event. Ava Lang wins the 3000-meter run for the Blackhawks. 400-meter hurdles going to Sophie Rudin of Galen Catholic. Lauren Kunkel sweeps her throwing events once again, wins the discus at 105 feet 5 inches, and then Kunkel won the shot put at 37 feet 10 and a half inches for Hinton. The high jump going to Anna Coffey of Hinton at 5 foot 2 inches, and Sophie Rudin of Galen Catholic, doing a lot better in the long jump, wins that event 15 feet and half an inch. 4x100 relay, Remsen St. Mary's team of Haley Gallis, Whitney Jensen, Carmen D. Rickey, and Claire Schrader finishes first. Hinton's 4x2 and 4x400 relay teams play second, and Hinton's 4x8 team of Casey Allen, Kyra Peters, Cadence Peters, and Gabby Friesen finished first in that event, and Remsen St. Mary's sweeps the shuttle hurdle and the sprint medley there. The sprint medley team for the Hawks of Haley Gallis, Maya Bunkers, Carmen D. Rickey, and Whitney Jensen. And finally, the distance medley for MMCRU finished first place. 5:01.97 seconds the time for the Royals. Ariana Shiko, Caitlin Wetter, Emily Dreckman, and Hannah Nettermeyer winning the distance medley for MMCRU. Team standings, the Hinton Blackhawks win the West Sioux Falcon relays last night with 134 points. Not even close. Lawton Bronson was second with only 102 behind Hinton there. Galen Catholic third at 98. Remsen St. Mary's fourth at 69. MMCRU fifth at 66. And Akron Westfield sixth place in West Sioux yesterday at 46 points. To the boys' end of the West Sioux Falcon relays, some more good news for our Plymouth County athletes there. We take a look at the individual results. 100-meter dash going to Galen Catholic's Keaton Bonderson at 11.15 seconds. Bonderson would also win the 200-meter dash at 22.48 seconds. Hinton's Beau DeRocher winning the 400-meter dash, 52.86 his time. Remsen St. Mary's Brody Shorg has the 800-meter run down. He wins that event at 2 minutes 7.47 seconds. Ty Ridgway of Hinton wins the 110-meter hurdles. Caden Gallus sweeps the long-distance runs in the 1 mile and the 2 mile, the 1,600-meter and the 3,200-meter run. Time of 5:03.65 in the mile and 10:41.88 in the 2 mile run. Gallus sweeping those for MMCRU. Max Stride of MMCRU wins the 400-meter finishes second in the 400-meter hurdles. Ian Blau sweeps the throwing events once again for Akron Westfield. Blau wins the discus at 146 feet 8 inches and wins the shot at 53 feet 7.5 inches. The high jump, Landon Lovren had a tough showing at the Warrigal Conference meet on Tuesday. He wins the high jump at West Sioux at 6 foot 3 inches. Beau DeRocher wins the long jump for the Blackhawks, 19 feet 1.5 inch. The 4x400 relay for Hinton finishes second place, and MMCRU's 4x800 relay finishes first place. Sprint medley going to Galen Catholic. They win that event. And Akron Westfield's distance medley team finished second at West Sioux yesterday. Team standings, Galen Catholic dominates the event and wins the meet at 148 points. MMCRU the next closest with 108 in second. Hinton at 105 finished third. Akron Westfield finished in a tie for fifth with 50 points. And Remsen St. Mary's, the one bright spot was Brody Shorg's 800-meter run. They finished seventh with 11 points. You can see all of these individual results on our website, KLEM1410.com. Again, under the Sports tab, click on Sports Scores and Results. To golf action from yesterday in the Warrigal Conference and some Missouri River Conference golf action. We'll start in the Warrigal Conference, though. Akron Westfield, Hinton, and Galen Catholic in a triangular yesterday in Akron. And it was the host Westerners who came away with the win at 196 team score. Galen Catholic second at 215, and Hinton finished third at 217. Natalie Nielsen, the top scorer on the day with a 46. Taryn Wilkins shot 48 for the Westerners. Lindsay Ryder, the top scorer for Galen Catholic, shooting a 50 in third. Josie Smith and Katie Johnson represent the Westerners in a tie for fourth with 51. And Haley Rosenbaum of Hinton got in on that tie for fourth at 51 as well. Her teammate Mia Fleckenstein right behind her with 52. And Olivia Bunkers of Galen Catholic shot a 53. Remsen St. Mary's girls golf team got a 16-stroke win over South O'Brien in Primgar, 210 to 226. Sydney Tritt, Isabella Ahrens and Macy Gravenish finished second, third, and fourth in the individual standings at 47, 50, and 56, respectively. MMCRU, they had a tough time taking down South O'Brien, 226 to 248, that final score. The Royals get a couple of top individual shooters. Avery Schlanger finished third for the Royals. Casey Weiler finished in a tie for fourth. Lamar's girls golf was hosting a home triangular as well. The Bulldogs finished second to perennial power Bishop Heelan. Danny Hurt, second best individual scorer at home, shooting a 49. Her teammates Taylor Mackey and Jada Pluger tie for fifth with 58 apiece. To the boys' golf side of things, the Akron Westfield boys made it a sweep in their triangular with Hinton and Galen Catholic. 163 for the Westerners, 176 for Hinton, and 181 for Galen Catholic. Jackson Marnock, the medalist for Akron Westfield, shooting a 39. Carter Wilkin for the Westerners shoots a 40. 40 in second. Caden Barrett of Hinton ties him for second with a 40 as well. Carson James and Raiden Erickson of Akron Westfield tie for fourth with a 42. Landon Ryder, the top shooter for Galen Catholic, finished sixth at 44. And six other golfers shot 45 in that six-way tie for seventh. The Remsen St. Mary's boys golf team beat South O'Brien as well yesterday, 171-190. Top three individual scorers all from Remsen St. Mary's. Carter Shorg with a 37 led the way, Hunter Pick a 42, and Jackson Bunker shot a 44. And quickly over to soccer scores from yesterday. The Lamar's girls soccer team got back in the win column with a non-conference victory in Rock Valley yesterday. They beat Boyden Hall Rock Valley 4-1. And we've got those Missouri River Conference soccer scores up on our website as well at KLEM1410.com. Take a look at the sports schedule today. Not a whole lot on the docket. Lamar's soccer is in action against Spirit Lake. The girls will be at home at Jim Lorenzen Field. The boys will be on the road to Spirit Lake. And in golf today, Trinity Christian and Galen Catholic are at MMCRU in Oriole Conference Golf. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com or be sure to follow us on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.